More than 1 million voters will have a chance to weigh in on ballot measures scattered across the state, mainly school bonds and levies. Seattle Public Schools is asking voters to approve more than $1.2 billion in construction and operating funds. Much of it would go to overhauling and replacing old buildings, like the 1950s vintage Arbor Heights Elementary in West Seattle.
These rooms used to be portable classrooms that were encased with cinder block.
Principal Christy Collins shows off a chilly special ed classroom.
We've had a boiler that's been down for at least 6 months. So part of the BEX levy, of course, is to make sure that all of our students are working in classrooms where they can remove their coats, remove their hats, remove their mittens.
The two measures add $10 to $15 a month to the tax bill of someone with a $400,000 home. Seattle voters haven't rejected a school financing measure in 17 years. Not so in Tacoma, where the school district is floating a $500 million bond, the largest in recent memory. Tacoma voters rejected the last two school bonds, which require 60% approval. 4 years ago, advocates for minority children opposed a school bond to protest achievement gaps. Tacoma News Tribune education reporter Debbie Cafazzo says several of those groups are backing this year's measure.
I don't know whether that will be significant, but it was pretty significant in 2009 when those groups said they were actively against the bond.
Altogether, 27 counties will have school financing measures on the February ballot. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.